This is Alicia Unleashed. I believe this is episode 48. Yes, I believe so.
Where's the time gone?
I don't know. Where has the time gone, Tyler? We have a very special guest in the house tonight. I'm filling in for B-Side is Tyler. Hi, Tyler.
Hello.
I love how you just waved. You just waved. You said hi, and he just legit just waved to the microphone. So that song was New Kids on the Block, Last Night I Saw Santa Claus. And did you notice one thing about the opener?
No.
What did you notice anything?
No.
What am I missing? The disclaimer.
The disclaimer.
There's no disclaimer.
No.
You want to know why?
Well,
because you're here.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so obviously if you're here, it's like rated, like, it's probably going to be rated like
PG,
right? So I think all those, all my closet listeners and, you know, and all my haters, they'll appreciate a rated PG, right?
Yeah,
PG. Because you're, like, last time, you know, some of it's rated like
R.
See? You got it.
Or just not rated in general.
That would be good. Not having a rating at all, actually. That would be fabulous. So, we actually just got back from the Lobster Trap Tree lighting downtown. And for those that are newly listening to me, we're in Gloucester. And we have a Lobster Trap Tree outside of the police station. And I don't know how many years it's been running, but this is our first year going to the actual lighting, and it was really cool. What did you like most about it?
I liked when it lit up.
When we did the countdown.
When it lit up, and then we could get out of the cold.
Yes, it was freezing. So it was 26 degrees. Next to the ocean, so it was probably basically 10 degrees.
Yeah.
Right? So it was freezing. But awesome. They had caroling, and the crowds just started to come in. There's so many people.
We got there early.
Yeah, we got there really early.
So we got a parking spot.
We did.
We got miscommunication on the time.
Yeah, my friend gave me the wrong time. I'm not going to say which friend gave me the wrong time, but yeah.
Yeah.
But then he would just come back to me and say, well, just read the blog. The blog probably had the festivities and the time. So we did some live blogging. We took some pictures, and I loved how they had the schedule so you knew what was going on. So that was really cool. Nice. So that could be something we do every year. I mean, you know, going down last minute. And too. But so that was awesome. So that was definitely a Gloucester event, and I don't really do a lot of Gloucester events.
No, you don't. I do more Gloucester events than you.
Yes, you do. You actually, last week...
Santa at Sea.
Yep. What was it? Santa at Sea was at the cruise port?
Yeah, it was on the Bullhorn Princess.
Right, and the YMCA leaders...
helped run it, yeah.
Right, and what's it for? Is it a fundraiser, or is it just a... Or is it a dinner?
Just an event.
What is it?
Just an event.
Just an event?
For kids, yeah.
Cool. Awesome. And we went to, so something new that we did today, we had a lot of new stuff today, which was awesome. We went to the Linfield Marketplace, and, everybody knows by now about the Linfield Marketplace, but I don't know if everyone knows that they actually have an ice skating rink outside. So that was really awesome. And it's definitely affordable, and you can rent skates. So, to rent and to skate...
Yeah, it's free if you have your own skates, too.
Well, you have to pay for the bracelet. So, I mean, definitely, it's even cheaper if you have your own skates.
It's like $10 if you have your own skates.
Yeah, I think it's $8 for you if you have your own skates, and then then they charge for the rentals. But that was nice, and it was cold, but... The sun was beating down where we were.
Yeah.
So, did you like that?
Yeah, it was fun.
Would you go again?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have to get used to skating to, like, be really good at it.
Yeah.
Like, get used to it.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been skating in 5 years.
I haven't either. And you would never know it by now that I played hockey. Just by me skating, you would never know.
I used to be at the O'Malley rink when I was like 7, and I'd not be against the wall. I'd be going in the middle and going all around the O'Malley rink because I got lessons for like 2 months.
Yeah.
That's how long it takes to do that.
Right.
And I forgot how to do it.
Yeah, it's not like riding a bike. Time. Right. I mean, people say things are like riding a bike. You get on a bike and you start. But no, it's definitely more difficult. And it's definitely could feel it in your feet.
Yeah.
And your ankles and your legs. It's a workout. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And your feet.
And then we went to your favorite place.
Wahlburgers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had so much barbecue sauce, meat, onion rings, because I had onion rings in my burger at Seaport.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got the burger at Seaport.
Yeah. That was last night.
Yeah.
Always go to Seaport.
And onion rings and barbecue sauce.
Right. And what did Eric say? Did Eric name it?
Yeah, I don't know what he named it.
Did he just say it was a cowboy burger?
No.
He didn't? He didn't call it that? Because that's technically...
I think you call it like the Roadhouse or something.
The Roadhouse?
I think
so. The Rodeo, the something?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a good one, though.
I liked that burger. It was huge, though.
Well, Seaport's burgers are always huge.
Yeah.
And they use the Virgilio rolls. Is that what you had last night?
Yeah.
That's what makes them even bigger, so... Yeah, there are some places, like Stone's uses the Virgilio's roll.
Yeah, I know.
With their burger?
Yeah.
What would you say, what's your favorite burger in town? It's your burger connoisseur.
That's so many burgers.
I know. I already know what my favorite burger in town is, and I'm not even a burger person.
In town?
Yeah, in Gloucester.
I don't get burgers that much. Like, the past 2 days,
You've been eating a lot of burger.
I've been just crazy.
So I'd say my favorite burger is Stone's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stone's has, you know, probably the best burger. You're like, I can smell the wood burning. You're really thinking about this one.
Yeah. Like, I've had cheeseburgers pretty much all around Gloucester.
Yep.
I've had it from Destino's, like Seaport. I've had it from Stone's.
Minglewood.
Destino's is really good. I like their burgers.
Hmm.
Seaport's really big, so I like the big portion.
Right. And what do you like about Stone's?
It's like big. The patty's big.
Yeah, they're bad. Yeah, so they hand make their patties.
Yeah.
And they make them bigger. They're awesome. They use a really they use a really great meat.
Yeah, and I think rule out Destino's because they don't like really give you ketchup with it. They give you like 2 packets of Heinz ketchup.
Right. Well, you can ask for more. You know they can do that, right?
If you're just on the go and you're hurrying up, it's just
a to-go burger, yeah.
But Seaport, I like the burger I had last night, but the blue cheese was overpowering it, like so much blue cheese.
Oh, there was too much.
There was way too much, like chunks and chunks of it.
Oh, so it kind of overpowered the whole burger.
Yeah, but it's still good.
Yeah. So, you helped me today get our Christmas stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Finally did that. I'm going to get the tree this week.
Yeah.
And then we're going to decorate when you come back on Friday.
Yeah.
So, what's your favorite thing about Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Or the holidays? Or in general? Because we have a group it together. So, we have the holidays. We have, you know, Thanksgiving. It kind of starts. And then you have Christmas Eve. And then you have Christmas Day. And then you have New Year's Eve. And then you have New Year's Day. So it kind of like all groups together. Especially we have like, you know, 4 holidays in 1 week. So,
true.
Yeah. And so what would be one of your favorite things about this time of year?
I like the cookies.
Yeah.
I get to be with my friends a lot during Christmas. And we get to go up to Dina's and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's fun.
Yeah. So you get to have a couple different Christmases.
Yeah.
Nice. And what's your favorite cookie? Is it one of Oma's?
The ones I made. like 2 years ago. They're really good.
Which ones did you make again?
I made eggnog cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Those are so good.
Do you want to do those again?
Yeah. Those are so good. Where did you get
that recipe? I'm remembering that.
I don't know, but they were fun baking. I brought them to my teachers at school, and they really liked them.
Yeah, let's look them up. We'll make them.
But this time we'll put, like, cinnamon in it. We'll put cinnamon with the thing.
Right.
So it's, and then put cinnamon on top if we're given some, so it looks presentable.
Right.
And looks good and tastes good.
Right, yeah, because cinnamon, that would be really good, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be nice. We can make snickerdoodles, too. We could have a snickerdoodle cookie and an eggnog cookie. Those will go nice together.
Yeah. Or we should just... We have a Christmas party next week, right?
We do. Our family Christmas is next Saturday.
We should just bake a bunch of cookies.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I'm not doing anything else, right? I'm not making the whole feast, Tyler, or anything. I mean, we can just throw cookies in there. Like, well, next Friday.
A variety of certain cookies.
Well, next Friday we can do that then.
Yeah.
Friday night, do a cookie make a night, and then because I gotta prep anyway because I have to prep for the next day.
Yeah, and we'll. Like the eggnog cookies. Yeah.
Nice. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Any favorite Christmas movie you have or holiday movie?
Elf.
Elf. Number one. Elf. Yeah, me too. Total classic. That's my favorite.
I've been watching that. So it's older than me.
I'm guessing it's older than you.
I remember.
We can look it up.
I remember me and Talia when we had those box TVs. Because technology wasn't that great. We sat right there on that floor, and I remember it specifically.
Yes.
I was eating Parmesan goldfish in one of our white bowls, and Talia was too, right next to me, and we were watching Elf.
So technically the movie is older than you because it came out in 2003.
Okay, so it's...
So technically it's okay, 1 year older than you. So you're right, it is older than you.
I was watching it for a long time.
You've been watching it your whole life because it's my absolute favorite movie.
How long have we had that DVD and it's still gone?
That's right, we're watching it after this.
Yeah, true.
what is that your... Any others? I mean, do you like any of the Charlie Brown holiday ones or...
I like... Home Alone. Home Alone is... I like the first one. The first one is my favorite Home Alone.
Yeah, I think that one... I think Home Alone 1 and 2, anything after that was just... No.
I didn't like Home Alone 3. I've never seen Home Alone 4.
No, because Macaulay Culkin got old and... Yeah. Well, I shouldn't say got old. He's got older because he's my age. We're the same age.
Yeah.
So...
And there's ones that... This don't make sense.
Yeah.
And then Home Alone 5, he's not even home alone. he's there with his family.
Right.
Like, he floods the whole house. His family comes in a quarter the way through the movie. Usually in the original Home Alone, this is how Home Alone 1 and 2 start. Kevin always gets in a fight with his big brother, Butch.
Buzz.
how do you remember that? And I don't. I watched this last week.
I know. I can't remember what I did 5 minutes ago, but I'll remember it. I'll remember it next week.
Yeah. And he always gets in a fight. And then his mom sends him up to the attic of the house. Makes him sleep there. And then he doesn't oversleep. He can't hear anyone from the attic,
mm-hmm.
So they all left because they overslept.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's that goes in the van, and they think it's Kevin, so they go, one, and then the kid gets out of the van, they don't notice, and he's like, bye, McAllister's.
Right. I just ate this Hershey Kiss, which was the chocolate-covered cherry one.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Have that one. Did Talia bring these home last night?
It's a smushed.
This one smushed. Oh my god, that was amazing. Chocolate covered cherries are my favorite chocolate, I would say.
Yeah.
I love them. They're my favorite. So we went to that, well, speaking of Hershey Kisses, we went to that when we were at Limfield Marketplace, we went to that store, It's Sugar.
Yeah.
And it's really awesome. That's a really great store. And they had a big Hershey Kiss, 20 pounds. I want that. I want that.
I feel like the best Christmas present is to go to It's Sugar buy one of those huge lollipops and give it to one of my little cousins and see how big it is compared to them. And they'll be like, what is this? And I'll be like, it's a huge lollipop. And then Auntie Crystal would get mad at me.
Yes, both Auntie Crystal would.
Yeah, true.
Both of them would. So what are you looking forward to in the year 2017? Is there anything? I mean, you're getting Invisalign, right? Yeah. So that's a big year for you. Like, you've got a big year coming up. Not only get Invisalign, if you don't take care of it, you got to get braces.
Yeah.
So that's happening.
Yeah.
And then you actually, in 2017, start 8th grade.
Yeah, true.
Which is crazy.
And then the year after that, 1 year is high school after that.
Right. So not for nothing.
Freshman.
Are you even wrapping your mind around you're almost in high school, Tyler?
I try not to.
Right? Are you scared about that?
Well, when I go into high school, I mean, I have Natalia because she's going to college.
Right.
I hope.
She's going to be a freshman in college when you're a freshman in high school. And if all goes well, she will be graduating college the same year that you graduate high school. That's really expensive for mommy and daddy to have two huge graduations in the same year.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think about
that? Oh, yeah, in the same year, too. Oh, yeah.
Within the same months? You know, college graduations are usually like in May, and then your graduation would be in June. I'm going to be picky
about my graduation party.
You're going to be picky?
I'm going to be picky about it.
What is there to be picky about a graduation party?
So it'd be my last year in the GHS football team, so I'd have the GHS football team all there. Okay. I'd get a GHS football team cake.
So you're telling me right now in 7th grade that your high school graduation theme is going to be Gloucester High School football themed?
Yep. Because I'm going to be playing Gloucester High School football for 4 years. So.
Yeah, you will. You got to work really hard, though.
Yeah.
You got to work. You got to keep working hard. It's a really good team. So you have a lot of potential.
They made it to the championship in one couple of years.
Yep. Are you planning on going to college?
Culinary school.
You want to go? So that's what you've been thinking of. You want to do culinary school?
Yeah.
Well, you need to get some cooking on then. You mean you've been slacking in your cooking and your baking lately?
Yeah, but I know how to cook. I know how to cook.
But you can always get better by practicing and always doing and always taking recipes and stuff.
Yeah, true.
Right? Do really really expanding yourself and learning new stuff and things like that. So like those eggnog cookies that you were just talking about.
And I know how to make perfect
egg. See, this would be like, this is where this is really kind of a weird thing. Like, technically, if you really want to do culinary, you really should be going to
Essex Tech. Because my friend Sammy, she's doing culinary.
Yeah.
And she says it's really
good. My friend Lori's Lily, she's doing the culinary program there.
Oh.
But then it's a catch 22 for you because
Football. There is football, but it's
not the same.
It's not.
So, I mean, I guess we can, Johnson and Wales in Rhode Island is a good school. So you play football and then maybe get into a good college and.
Yeah.
Culinary schools aren't exactly wicked cheap, but we got to get you a job in a restaurant dishwashing somewhere when you're older.
Yeah.
You gotta start somewhere, dude.
Most likely be George's.
You think so?
Yeah, that's what Dad said.
Yeah.
Probably be George's. But he said when I'm 14, which is not too long.
It is not, because you're going to be 13. You're already 12 and a half right now, right? I'm going
to work for Stevie, so.
Oh, I could do that, too. You have some options to work, man.
Yeah.
And you gotta save.
For money.
You want a car, right?
Oh. That's in, how many? 4 years? Yeah.
Yeah. So once you start working, you have to start saving. Because you see how much money your sister's going through right now. Getting driving to school, driving lessons. Yeah. No joke, man. Like, it's a feat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Just wait till you're 35. Wait till you're married and have kids.
Yeah. I'm planning on having a lot of money.
You plan on having a lot of money?
I plan.
That's what you're planning. Great. Love it. I know you're going to take care of your mom, your old mom, when you're older?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if I'm alone forever, Tyler?
What?
What if I'm alone forever? Who's going to take care of me?
I will.
You will?
I'll buy you a big house, and you'll have nannies to do everything for you. They'll do everything. They'll clean the house. They'll do everything.
So you're gonna plan on having a house cleaner,
or
nanny,
or you have a room in my mansion. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. So you're gonna take care of me.
Yeah, and I have an outdoor pool, so that'd
be nice. Perfect.
And an indoor pool. So.
Now I really believe you will land a great girl because you are a perfect gentleman. So you open doors for everyone, even me. You know, you're a perfect gentleman. Do you think that other kids your age do that? Do you see other kids your age doing it, or do you think chivalry is dying?
I haven't seen anyone do that.
So you haven't seen any
other
boys?
When I go over to a friend's house, it's like they don't even do the dishes.
They don't?
I, yeah.
So you don't see, like, if you were walking in a market and you had saw someone that needed help, you'd probably open a door, or there was a woman before you, you'd probably open the door for them, right?
Yeah.
Would other kids, so you don't think other kids your age would do that?
No.
So yeah, you're gonna make some girl very happy one day. You cook, you clean, you open doors. Always remember flowers on a first date. That's important. That's also another thing that's died, is that men don't bring flowers anymore, right? And I love flowers. I do. Yeah. Everyone knows this. Flowers are like my favorite thing. I keep them for a long time. I do. I love flowers. So, to make sure you always bring your dates flowers.
Flowers.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Perfect. What else, Tyler? We're going to watch Elf after this.
Mm-hmm.
We had a whole thing of what we were, I think, did we run down everything that we wanted? Music, favorite Christmas song?
I think it was like Christmas song, and then...
What's your favorite Christmas song? The thought just came in my head, but keep going. Hold on. Keep going. Favorite Christmas song?
The one that goes I think it's the one, I forget the name.
Can you sing it?
Jingle Bell.
It's called Jingle Bells.
No, it goes like this. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle All the Way. Oh, it's Jingle Bells. Okay.
Jingle Bell Rock. That's probably one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
And, Dominic the Donkey.
Oh, yeah.
The Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
Yeah.
Okay, I cannot believe we almost did not talk about this. The biggest event of the whole entire year, Fuller House Season 2 came out last night.
Oh, geez. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I cannot believe we forgot to talk about this. So, everyone knows, Full House Freak, went off the air in 1995. Season 1 was early this year. Was off the hook, so excited. Season 2 was better. I liked this season better, don't you think?
Yeah, it was funnier.
Right, it was definitely. So I think season 2 is even better, which means they're definitely going to have a season 3.
Yeah.
For sure.
And they really characterized some of the people.
What do you mean?
Like Max and Low Kid, they really characterized.
Oh, they did, yes. Oh, characterized some. And... did I absolutely not lose my shit when?
Oh, no, you can't spoil it, though.
Spoiler alert's done, dude. It already came out yesterday. Spoiler alert is already done.
Everyone should have had it. Everyone should have watched it.
Everyone should have binge-watched it by now. 13 episodes. We did it. Okay. New Kids on the Block. Oh, I died. Did not die. I completely melted down. Completely flip and die, and that is why we had a New Kids on the Block opening song. Completely died.
And we went to Wahlburgers, so...
Yeah, we're on the Wahlburg kick in the past couple of days. Although Donnie wasn't on.
Yeah, Yeah, he was on, like, some FaceTime, but I don't think
that he was on, like, FaceTime, but he was doing Blue Bloods. So, yeah. I only got to, like, episode 3 of, like, Blue Bloods, but I really like Blue Bloods. Hmm. Have you ever seen it?
No.
No? I don't know if it's really...
I've seen, like, behind the scenes from Wahlburgers, that's all.
Yeah. The new season of Wahlburgers is coming up, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is, I think.
Yeah. And then Mark Wahlberg has Patriots Day coming out. It's about the marathon shootings. That's coming out next week, right?
Yeah. And I think we should go to Almanove. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's in South Shore.
Yeah, that's right next
that's
to the...
That's Alma's restaurant.
Yeah, that's right next to the other Wahlburgers.
Yeah, you'd have to get dressed up. Isn't that one a little fancy?
Almanove?
Yeah.
Paul,
I think it's Needham. Is it Needham? Dedham? I think it's somewhere down there in the South Shore.
Yeah, Dad knows where it is.
It's an Italian. It's an Italian.
Yeah, Almanove, yeah. And there's Wahlburgers right next to it.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, Paul sometimes cooks at Almanove.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. What is... I just had it... Oh, my God, I just had it in my... just had it in my head.
What...
Oh, what movies are coming up that you're excited to see?
Patriots Day.
What other ones?
So Sing.
Sing. Is that a Pixar? Is it Pixar?
I think so. I think that.
Sing. What was that other one that we were talking about?
Collateral Beauty.
Oh, I cannot wait to see that one. That's a total chick flick. Oh, and guess what they're in the talks with? Deadpool 2.
I can't watch it. I'm not allowed to watch any of the Deadpool.
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask your father. I mean,
Dad said no. Because Uncle Mike said no, so.
Oh, yeah, I guess. You know who would be also a good person to gauge with that is Bridget. She always tells me if I should go see a movie or not, because she knows my taste in movies, because I'm more of like a, you know, chick flick type of person. So I can't wait for the Will Smith one to come out. Mm. So excited. So... 2017, no? Is that it? That's it? All you're looking forward to? Anything you want to do differently in 2017?
Mm.
No? No? Mm. Okay. Yeah. So I think that's it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Short and sweet little podcasts. We need a closer, man. See, this is what happens when my executive producer is not here. So Bridget is in California. And she'll be back on Tuesday. We are trying to get together a podcast like a year end.
I think your year end has to be, you have to do another one after this, and your year end has to be your 50th episode, halfway to 100.
You think that should be the year end?
Yeah,
one?
Halfway to 100.
But we're on 48 right now. That means I would have to do 2 more podcasts in the next 21 days. This is 48.
Okay. And then you do 49, and then your big one's on the 50th. The 50th.
Right? Right before New Year's?
Right before New Year's.
That is a good idea. I will run that by my executive producer. All right.
Like, you should, like, the 49 should be, like, what Bridget did on her trip and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. See, this is why I have to have everything already queued up. But, all right. Well, episode 48, Leisha Unleashed, guest star Tyler DeWolf. Very exciting to have Tyler here. And I don't know what Christmas song is going to be playing right now, but we're going to do it anyway. And this is what we're going to do. And the little Christmas tree. Happy holidays, Foster. Alicia, Alicia. Oh.